Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your host for the evening, the Antihero 777, otherwise known as Ace Cutty, amongst other various nicknames, Mr. Panty Dropper, the Backdoor Sounder, yada 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 yada. Anyway, guys, how you guys doing this fabulous evening? It's another hot one down here in the ATL. Hot and wet the last couple of days, actually, man. But yeah, man, tomorrow is America's birthday. America! Yeah, that's right. So tomorrow, this great nation of ours, to some people, will be turning 241 years old. Wow. They're still pretty young, man, you know, for a free world nation, you know. Granted, when you look at, you know, England, France, I mean, you probably can throw Russia in there, I guess, you know, Japanese, you know, just Japan or whatever, Spain, you know. America started off, you know, as, of course, as, you know, colonies, you know, to the British. British got a little greedy there, start taxing that ass. Motherfuckers in America were like, oh, nah, fuck that shit. We got to rise up against these sons of bitches. And they're pretty much what they did. They rose up, fought for the freedom. America was born. Yeah. With the help, of course, of France and us, black men and black women. Slaves and free men alike. That's right. We have been a part of this motherfucking nation from the motherfucking get-go, and it's just as much as ours as it is theirs. And why people don't want, why y'all don't want to accept that? You know, sorry but not sorry. I love my fucking country, not because of the government, but because of the people. And I've said that shit numerous times. And I'll continue to say that shit. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love my people. I love my yellow people, my white people, my brown people, whoever the fuck ever. You know what I'm saying? Let me learn to hate your ass. Let me learn to fucking hate your ass. If I don't like you, it's not because of your sexual orientation, what the fuck you believe in, yada, 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 yada. It's because, genuinely, I got to know you, and I think you suck as a person. But that's what makes America great. And happy birthday, America. Yeah, officially. According to some people, though, tomorrow, not really birthday, it's other days, but whatever. I don't give a fuck. It's July the 4th. Yeah! Now, man, you know what, though? It's funny, though, because over the last couple of years, I've noticed, you know, a lot of, you know, my people out there, my black people, yeah, my homies, I noticed a lot of you guys are shying away from, you know, holidays. I guess this trendy woke shit that you guys think you're doing is causing you guys to become antisocial and miserable as fuck. So tomorrow, of course, Facebook is going to be flooded with every fucking reason why you as a black person shouldn't celebrate 4th of July. But, you know, the reasons are out there. And if you're out there calling me, if you're out there listening to me right now, I hope that... you know, you can agree with me, but, you know, some of you guys won't agree with me, which is all good. But, man, I heard every damn thing, man. You ask people, so why you don't celebrate? You know, what's up? I mean, what's wrong with this holiday? You know what I'm saying? Well, it's not part of our, it's not our roots. You know what I'm saying? You hear that shit a lot. Man, that's a white man's holiday. You hear that shit all the damn time. You need to wake up. Oh, my goodness. Man, the fuck? I hate that shit right there. And I don't give a fuck about you. I mean, there are some people here that don't give a fuck about us. There are people here outside of the black community that actually go to war with us, have died for us, have marched on the line with us, took billy clubs to the head, been arrested with us, you know, just, you know, for basic human rights which we asked for. And there are white people out there that have sacrificed a lot to help us out in this cause. Don't ever forget that shit. Be grateful for it. But I think my most, in, my, 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 I mean, the number one response I always hear, you know, from guys and some women, we were enslaved when America declared independence. This ain't got nothing to do with us. I mean, we were enslaved. Yeah, our ancestors were enslaved. And, they wasn't going to free their ass when they wanted their freedom. Many of them that did fight for Britain, of course, went with Britain. You know what I'm saying? Some of them did make their way to the hot side of life in the islands. But for the most part, most of our ancestors, they was pretty shrewd. Yeah, they was a slave. But we had people that was working to abolish slavery. And we did have freemen out there, not a lot, but, that did make a difference and an impact on this country. Like I said, we've been here since this bitch started. This is much as our country as is theirs. We have fought for our rights. We have built great things. We have invented great things. We have been on the forefront of every single era that has been ushered in, industrial age all the way freaking down, up until this present point. There is nowhere you can go in America or read without knowing that a black man or a black woman has something to do to help make this country great, because it's our fucking country too. And people out there that fail to realize that this is your fucking country, what are you doing? You're running. You're not fighting. They don't want us here, so you're not going to fight. You're not going to make, you're not going to represent. You're not going to make the motherfuckers understand that you matter and that you are here. If they're not going to teach our history in their schools, we teach our kids our fucking history, and we invest and we make things to make these motherfuckers pay attention. Granted, there are some people that do pay attention, but there are some that don't, and they think that we're irrelevant or that we complain for no fucking reason at all. That is not fucking true. Get your fucking ass out there and make a fucking difference, and let them know that you fucking matter. One of the greatest fucking quotes, "These colors don't run, these colors don't fucking hide." But Old Glory, you fucking right. And I don't run, I don't fucking hide. I'm a black man, I'm pro-black, I'm a fucking patriot. Sorry, but not fucking sorry. You can't get on that fucking bandwagon, oh well, that's fucking you. If you're going to teach your kids, the only thing they got to look forward to in this goddamn country is a hard fucking time, you're ruining your fucking child. My child understand we have it hard. They also understand that this is the land of opportunity. And it's not going to be given to you. You got to get the fuck out there, and you got to take it, and you got to make your fucking own. That's what a fucking America is all about. So what the fuck are you going to do? I got a caller on the line right now. Go ahead, caller. What's your name?
What up, Cuddy? It's me, Jose.
Hey, brother Jose. What's going on with you tonight? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling. Just listening to your podcast right now, man. Just hanging out, working.
Oh, I appreciate it, brother. I really appreciate it, man. So you got a little insight there, man? You got like a little word you want to spit to the people?
Just want to say what's up. And, it's true like what you said, man. It's everybody's always focusing on the negative, not on the positive of everything. You know me, I don't voice my opinion on that because, sometimes people might get the feelings. But it's true what you're saying. You're a patriot of the United States yourself because you served the military. My brother served the military. He just retired not so long ago. But
right.
My brother fights for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Same shit. And then, like you said, tomorrow you're going to hear all the excuses and all that. It's just, I don't know. People are in their own little world. I just see things the way I see things. And I know the history of everything. I do study and I do, do my research here and there. For the past 3 years, since I've known you guys, I've been doing my own little research. I've been seeing how shit is fucked up. But still, I'm here because for the freedoms in the United States, whatever freedoms we have. But two, we also have to take advantage of why are we in this country and we're free. Because if you go to, other countries in Europe, how free are you there?
What?
You know what I'm saying?
I've been there.
Shit. Trust me, I've heard horror stories from my brother in Iraq and in freaking Afghanistan. And it's crazy. I don't know. It's just me.
Oh yeah. You gotta understand it, my brother. I appreciate the call, man.
No problem,
Stay
Cuddy.
Listening. Thank you for the support.
No problem. You know I'll be call. You know I'll be talking to you later, man. Later.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Looking forward to that
All
phone
right.
call, brother. Be good.
All right, brother.
All right, for those out there that's listening, man, that's Brother Jose right there. If you're listening, give me a call. 323-642-1668. Like what Sam Light's brother said, brother's a patriot. You know what I'm saying? He's out there fighting, you know, preserving the freedoms for here and abroad. You know, there's a lot of people that can't defend themselves, man. You know, it's amazing, you know, you know, if you pay attention to current events, there's a lot of goddamn things that you know that's happening that shouldn't be fucking happening. And sometimes these people have nobody to stand up for, man. Of course, you know, in lamest terms, we have to go outside and do that shit. We have to do it. We have to stand up for them, for the ones that won't stand up. So with that being said, happy birthday, America! Yeah, man. So yeah, man, like I was getting back to the topic. I got a little sidetrack looking at my cat. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. But, you know, my brothers and sisters out there, you know what I'm saying? My black brothers and black sisters out there, because I got brothers and sisters all across the country. You know, my people's out here. You know, I mean, you know, our ancestors, you know, they didn't leave their mark on this country. They fought hard, you know, and you guys like to, you know, disregard that, you know, and not acknowledge everything they have done for us, you know, which, yeah, it to me, you know, I think it's a nonsense, man. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know, it is what it is. Moving on from that, you know, what I have noticed, though, you know, like last month, and I'm not sure, you know, hopefully this is not another trendy thing that's going on, but I did see a lot more of us paying attention to Juneteenth. So anybody out there that's listening right now, or maybe listening later, Juneteenth is a holiday that pretty much started, you know, in Texas, following the official end of, you know, slavery, that is. I said, now, I'm going to give you guys just a little brief history on this right here. Okay, now, the Juneteenth started June 19th, 1865, following the official declaration, which was passed 2 years ago. Actually, it was passed January 1st, 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation. It was passed by Abraham Lincoln. And it freed the slaves. But because of, you know, the Civil War at the time, and, you know, there wasn't no freaking telephones. I mean, it was telegraph. I think the telegraph system was just then. But I think for the most part, you know, the wires was getting cut. The infrastructure was being destroyed as the Union troops made their way, you know, through the South. But heavily because of the fighting, news didn't reach Texas until after the Civil War had actually ended, that slavery had been abolished. Now, maybe some people knew that shit, but they were like, oh, fuck that shit. No, I'm not telling my goddamn slaves that shit. My slaves won't know this shit. Get your ass back in the goddamn field. Pick my motherfucking cotton. You get your light-skinned ass in the house. You make my fucking dinner. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they did know. But from what we're told, they didn't know. And once the Union troops made their way into Galveston, Texas, I believe it was, that was when, like, pretty much, that was it. That was it right there. Slaves were freed. Many slaves took that their knowledge or whatever, what they knew, and took their freedom, and they went elsewhere, different states. And they carried on with them that, you know, Juneteenth. And the holiday became really huge in Texas. I remember when I was like 15, 16, the first time I heard about the holiday was, I think, for one of my teachers at in high school, or it was an adult. And at that time, I remember I used to you know, engage in conversations with like a lot of adults. But whoever it was, damn, I can't remember exactly whoever it was. It's bothering me right now. Whoever it was, they broke down what Juneteenth was for me. And I was like, wow, really? You know, it was kind of blew my mind, because I was thinking that, you know, once Abe said, yo, y'all are free, then everybody was fucking free. But nah, it wasn't. It wasn't the case because of the war. But they eventually got their freedom. And so they decided to celebrate that, you know, for them, that was Independence Day, which, you know, yeah, which makes a lot of sense. It is. It's like, you know, Black Independence Day. And why is it not pushed like it should be pushed? I'm not sure. I think about 45 to 48 states, I believe, actually honor it. But most of the time, like, you know, there's no really, you know, off, you know, governments don't shut down. They have like ghost days or something like that, which I think like essential personnel still come to work on that day. But for the most part, Juneteenth is not celebrated. Now, a couple of people last month made, you know, valid points that I've seen on social media. There was like, you know, we quit to run out to celebrate, you know, Cinco de Mayo. We quit to run to celebrate St. Patty's Day, but nobody want to celebrate Juneteenth. And some people, you know, actually, you know, were slighting people because they didn't know. And I'm like, well, hold on, you know, because half of you guys didn't know what the hell this shit was until last year. So I don't want to hear that shit. I've been knowing about this shit forever and damn day, but it was never big here. Last year, I actually stumbled upon a celebration they had down there. And granted, I don't have anything against, you know, Africans, you know, but that's all I've seen that was at this festival, selling African garment. But there was nothing relatable to the Black American struggle or the Black American triumphs or any of our history, actually, you know, from Juneteenth up to this point. You know, no accolades, no achievements. I didn't see any of that stuff there. I seen a bunch of stands selling dashikis and bootleg fucking CDs. And I was immediately turned off. So I didn't support it this year. But what I will do is hopefully in the future, you know, work with some people that actually want to get off social media or actually want to get out there and actually want, you know, to start a real Juneteenth celebration. You know, let our children, you know, be aware of our rich history here. And I think that'd be great. I'm not sure how you guys feel about it, but yeah, I think it would be, you know, be an awesome thing to do. I got a call on the line. Let me take this caller. Go ahead, caller. What's your name?
I'm guessing that's me.
Hello? You're breaking up, caller.
I'm guessing that's me, Ace.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, what's up?
Ace, it's Devin. What's up, dude?
Oh, what's going on, Devin? My brother, Devin.
Not much. I had a little trouble figuring this thing out.
Oh, yeah, it kind of does that every now and then, man. I'm glad you're able to get on board. I put another link up inside the group. Hopefully that link will work a little better for people. So the first link, I guess, is not really working the way it should be working.
Yeah, the link through the site, it just goes to a bunch of ads. I'm doing the phone now, but I'm trying to download Skype to see if maybe that works a little better.
Oh, wow. You're going to a bunch of ads. That's kind of odd. Oh, man, hope nobody else gets a damn issue or problem. I'm paying money for this shit. So what's up, man? What you want to anything to say about the topic of the day?
I don't know. Not really, man. I don't get down with 4th of July that bad anyway. Just got a lot of bad blood with a lot of the shit about the United States to begin with. So it's kind
of
mind my own business
and
get
blood.
Drunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just get drunk on my own like I do every other day.
Okay, so enlighten me on that. So you, that's kind of, yeah, enlighten me on that. I'm curious to hear that. So your bad blood, give me a little insight on that bad blood.
The celebration of the birthday of the United States, you know, 1776 and onward, is built on a lot of shitty shit. Why am I going to take a day out of my life and spend money on this commercialized holiday and buy all this grill equipment and fireworks and blah, blah, blah for that?
Uh-huh.
For the honest truth of it. I could do that any other day. I can have friends over and barbecue and get drunk. It's basically what I do anyway. Why am I going to this commercialized shit? I'm not going to take part in it. It's no different than most other holidays that I don't need to take part in.
Oh, okay. Hmm. I like that. It makes sense. Can't say, I can't say, it don't make sense. It make a lot of sense. It does make a lot of sense.
I mean, you can apply that to really any holiday if you want to. I mean, I like spending time with family and friends. Now we're doing Marvel vs. DC, having a lot of fun, but I can do that any other day. I don't need an excuse of some commercialized something to do that with people I give a shit about.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. I think for me, personally, you know, it's I like to party anyway, but I pretty much almost like you said, I like, you know, I get drunk almost every other day and get high almost every other day, and you know, I invite people over, you know, whenever. But I don't know, man. It's something to me. It's always been something about the festival of the holiday. You know what I'm saying? It's always been that moment. Like, I guess it kind of brings people together a tad bit more than just a regular date. You know, it's something
okay.
about it. Something about the atmosphere. It's something about, you know, I don't know, man. It's always about, to me, it's about the camaraderie. Speech impediment. It's about togetherness. Didn't use that word. Yeah, that's a better word.
Yeah,
it's about, you know,
camaraderie.
Yeah, camaraderie. There you go. Yeah. It's all about that. You know what I'm saying? I guess, I mean, that's how I always looked at it. Like, you know, I mean, shit, like I said, people all the time, I mean, hell, I mean, anybody can tell me anybody about, you know, about a struggle in America, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I wake up and I struggle 3 times before I piss, because I'm black, you know, but, you know, I mean, what is worse, man, you know what I'm saying? It's, to me, it's about fuck the government, first of all, you know, because it's the government, you know, is there a face out there that gives Americans, you know, such a fucked up name, you know what I'm saying? But,
yep.
Like I said earlier, man, I love America because of the people. You know, it always been like that with me. You know, if somebody don't like me, oh well, because I'm gonna find another 100 people that do. You know, so.
Salt boys.
That's what it is, man. Yeah, that's how I look at it. But appreciate the call, David, my brother.
Thanks, Ace. Appreciate it.
Oh yeah, before you go, man, let me ask you a question. So are you gonna throw meat on the grill tomorrow?
I volunteered to go to my work and help out cooking for people. I'm going to get some overtime for that. So, and then
that,
I'll probably just get drunk by myself.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, the barbecue tips, man, because my next segment, pretty much, I'm about to go into telling, you know, cookout stories and, you know, any tips. So, you got a story or, you know, a tip you want to share?
I'm not going to lie, man. I'm more of a stove. I mean, I can cook some nice steaks and shit up on the stovetop. I ain't too great on the grill. So I'll stick around and listen to those tips. If you can get some tips, I'd love to hear them.
Okay. You do that, man. I'm not going to drop something. I'm a grill master, a little bit on the grill. So.
Ooh, nice. All right.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop something right now. Hopefully get some more callers in with some more tips or whatnot. Thanks for calling in, my brother.
Awesome. Thanks, right. Ace. Keep it salty.
Oh, yeah, always. Team salty, baby. Team salty. All right, my good brother. All right, that's the boy Devin right there, man. One of my Team Salted brethren. You know, we wreak havoc, you know, on our unsuspecting Marvel fanboys. You know, make them cry. You know, inflict them butt hurt when we can. You know what I'm saying? You know. So, who's working on grills tomorrow? Miracle's birthday. So who's working on grills tomorrow? That's all I want to know. Give me a call in. Who's working them grills? 323-642-1668. Yeah, right now I got a nice size pork loin wrapped it in some dills. A Worcestershire sauce on that thing. You know, a little jerk season on now. You know, just let that marinate overnight, you know, and tomorrow. Take it to my cousin's house and drop it on a grill. Now, I normally use mesquite wood, but probably won't have a chance to use mesquite. That's my favorite way to grill, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to grill, fuck the charcoal and, oh, fuck them gas grills. I can't stand a gas grill. So I invite me over to a barbecue and you're pulling out a damn gas grill. You just pulled your stove out your house, put it on your patio, and told me to come over for a barbecue. You're cooking on a stove outside. It's an outdoor stove. I want to taste that smoke. I want to taste that wood. I want to taste out that flame broil taste. I want that barbecue taste. I don't want no goddamn propane. Fuck propane. Fuck gas grill. If you use a gas grill, give me a call. Let's talk about this bullshit. 323-642-1668. Goddamn gas grills. Charcoal. Wood. Anyway, man, tomorrow, 4th of July, like I said. So I will be on the grill. Well, my cousin's going to be on the grill, but I will take meat over there, and I probably would, watch their meat and cook the meat my damn self. Let's kick wood. I remember a couple of years ago, though, man, when I very first started barbecuing. I remember when, man, I had like 6 slabs of ribs. I had like a nice smoker, and the smoker, it held all 6 slabs of ribs. And it was kind of like, the grill is small, but I was amazed that 6 slabs of ribs went on this damn grill. And so that's when I very first started, trying to use wood charcoal. I mean, trying to use wood, whatever, like charcoal. So the first wood I started off with was hickory. And nobody ever told me that shit burns quick, fast, and hot as fuck. So I set up my grill, whatever, man. I had these ribs, man. These ribs marinate for like 5 days, man. Like, they marinate for like 5. I had like this. I had browned them in this pineapple brown sugar mixture, right? Chopped some garlic, go through the garlic in there. I just had these things submerged in this mixture, and it was just sitting there, man, for like a week, straight. Then I took them. I used my secret technique before I put them on the grill. I never boiled my ribs. Excuse me. I never boiled my ribs. Boiling ribs is for the fucking devil. If you fucking grilling, and you go boil your ribs before you put your ribs on the grill, you're not a grill master. You're not a barbecuer. You're not. Just take that in. You do ribs one of two ways. I'm not gonna tell y'all my way because it's a secret, but you can slow grill them. You know what I'm saying? You slow smoke them, which, you know, takes hours. It takes a lot of dedication. Take a lot of man hours to perfect the rib. Make them things good. But anyway, man, these motherfuckers were marinating. So I was so ready, man. I threw the hickory wood in that smoker. Got that shit going. Got it going. So when the fire died down just right, I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's time to put these ribs on. So I threw the ribs on there. I had them set up all nicely. Put the lid on that thing, man. Pull it just a little bit, you know, just a little bit. Keep, you know. And I go in the damn house and roll a blunt and drink a couple of beers. And at the time, me and my kid's mother were together, so she's sitting on the couch. I waited on my best friend to get there, or whatever. He was coming from Jonesboro, or whatever, and he had just moved back here. Just got out of the military, just moved back here too. So all of a sudden, like, I look out my back door, out my back window, because I'm in the kitchen doing something. And I see this girl sitting on her back porch, and she's looking down. And so I look out the back door, and I see all this fucking smoke. So I'm just like, yes. That shit is really smoking now. It's really fucking smoking now. Then all of a sudden, I look at the bottom of my grill, and I'm, my smoking, I see nothing but fucking glowing red shit. Like, this shit was glowing red. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I take the top off. Ribs are done. They are destroyed. They are black. I'm cursing. I'm going off. Like, 6 slabs of ribs, gone. I got people on the way to the house to fucking eat. You know, my ribs are like, my ribs are like second to none. If you never had my ribs, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't give a damn how your ribs taste. Anybody had my ribs know my ribs are second to none. And I'm looking at this shit, like six slabs and their baby back. Just destroyed. Gone. The girl kind of looking, shaking her head, laughing. I'm grabbing my tongs. They're so burnt that they're just falling the fucking apart, man. It was bad. The cats, the dogs, nobody wanted to eat the shit. I mean, none of them. It was bad. Six slab of ribs, man. Gone. That shit hurt me to my heart. So, of course, I had to run out and go buy more ribs. I went out and bought like six more slabs of ribs. And I had to go home, do like a real quick marinade and seasoning on them. Do my secret to get them tender real quick. And then I put them back in the put it back on the grill, and they were done about 3 hours. You know, it wasn't going to be as good as that first batch. I knew it, man, but everybody was still pleased, and they said it was still on point. Yeah, so that's one of my stories about, you know, one of my cookout stories. Disaster. We got a call on the line. Let me see who this is. What's up, caller?
Is that me?
Yes, 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 it's you.
Oh, I'm just calling in to listen. I was laughing about your ribs because I really screwed up a pork butt about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
On my smoker, I had it going for about 6 hours, but the heat was too low. The damn thing was raw, and it stank. So.
Oh, man.
So
you, yeah.
Sitting there talking about how pissed you were. Oh, I was steamed.
You know what? I've done that with the Boston pork. But I've done that too. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness, yeah. I mean, it was like it was crazy because like for mine, I think I had the heat was a little too high. And this when I first started using wood, like I was destroying meat left and right. Lucky for me, I had the money to replace this shit. But I was destroying meat left and right. And I remember I had a pork butt. And I had ginger in it. I put ginger sticks in it. Had pineapple juice in it. I used pineapple juice on all my pork. Damn near all my pork. So I had a nice season. You know, had a marinade for a couple of days and put that shit on there. And it cooked for like 3 or 4 hours, you know, and the outside was, you know, nice and crispy. And, you know, that butt end, I had cut a piece of the butt end off. I ate it and I almost died because it was so delicious. So I took it off. Everybody was all happy, yo, super happy about this shit. And cut that shit open, that shit just had, it should just raw shit on the inside.
I can so relate to that. I was so embarrassed. Like you, people coming over, you know, it's like, God,
Yeah, you got to get a, you know what, I learned with big pieces of meat like that, either it's going to take, you know, years of perfection before you get that, or you got to get a food thermometer.
Well, and I've been wanting to get one of those for the last 2 years. But here's the thing, I bought a different kind of smoker last year, so I'm still getting used to it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Before that I always used the what the hell is the brand name? I can't even remember at the minute. It looks like a big bullet, you know what I mean? The big red bullet. Who the hell makes it? It's charcoal. No, not the egg. I wish.
Yeah,
it's charcoal, but I went with a propane smoker, and they're hard to get used to. I don't think I like it, but I keep digging my heels and thinking I'm going to master this, but
yeah,
I ain't have much.
I did propane once. I hate propane. Like, I can't stand propane grills.
I can't stand it. It is getting on my nerve, but.
I can't do them. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks for the call. Let me move right along. Thanks for calling in. All right. You guys got some stories out there, man? You know, phone number here, 323-642-1668. Moving right along, man. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, so yeah, I mean, propane grills, I hate them. She got one. She said she's trying to master it. You know, Yeah, I remember me and my stepdad, like we used to do, my stepdad actually was one of the first people to actually somehow to, you know, make money in the legal way. Because I seen all my friends, you know, going towards selling dope and all this good shit. And my stepdad started taking me out, you know, working with him, you know, salvaging metal and recycling metal. And we made a pretty nice penny, you know, every day, especially for somebody in high school like me, you know. And it was for the summer. It was the summer of, I want to say 96, I believe. Yeah, the summer of 96. And it was awesome, man. But I remember this one guy who his house had semi burnt down or whatever. So we had to go in and clean his house, you know, and get rid of all the stuff in there. And he had this this grill, you know, this propane grill on his back porch. And so he gave it to us. And so my stepdad was pretty excited about it. He said, oh, man, he wanted these gas grills, man. They work better than the charcoal. You know, I'm like 17 or 16 at the time. I'm looking at my stepdad like, yo, man, like, you just literally just betrayed me. Like, you're going against the charcoal? I can't believe you. So he said, man, you're going to love it, yada, yada. So we got to the house. And, man, we had stopped by the store, by the meat house, and we had got, like, mad chicken wings. So we're going to, you know, grill chicken wings on there or whatever. And, of course, he's going to sneak me a little drinky drink every now and then. My mom went around, you know, shh, don't tell her. And we sitting there, we're cooking. So, like, this gas grill, this propane grill, it has a window in the front. So you can see all the meat and shit. So me and my little cousin, we're outside. We're playing, doing some shit. I'm running around with him doing something. And I kind of look up on the porch. And he's like, wow, it's smoking. And so I look up on the porch, and I see this grill. I'm like, damn, this shit is smoking real hard. So I tell my stepdad, I'm like, hey, yo, Willie, check this out. He said, oh, no, man, it's all right, man. It's supposed to smoke like that, man. They're really doing, man. You know, get that smoky taste. This thing will do the smoky taste. I'm trying to tell you, it's just smoking. I was like, well, you can't see the meat anymore. So sure enough, he go back in the house. He kind of ignored me. He goes sit down and start looking at TV for a minute. And so I look at this shit again. I'm like, yo, man, something ain't right about this shit. So my stepdad finally gets up, come outside. He looks at it. And then he realized, oh, this shit is fucked up. You open the top up, chicken wings is destroyed. Just burst the fuck up. Turn the gas off. Turn off the tanks and shit. The fire's still there. So I'm looking at some of the meat on the grill. I'm like, yo, we can save some of this meat. But the flames kept getting higher and higher. I'm like, yo, we can save some of this meat. So my stepdad, like, hell no. So my stepdad just grabbed a fire extinguisher and just coast the whole gas grill. Meat is destroyed. Meat is fucked up. It's all the way done. It's over. My stepdad took that motherfucking grill and pushed that shit on the side of the house, and we never touched it again. In fact, we gave it back to the dude that he got it from. He said, man, you can have this shit back. And from that day on, we both stayed with charcoal and wood, and that was it. Let me hear some of those stories. Give us a call, 323-642-1668. So, man, a cookout tomorrow, man. Somebody, I seen a very, very, very funny, post on Facebook, right? And on that post, which was pretty damn hilarious, they're talking about, you know, the tips of just, you know, how to handle a black barbecue and all that. Which a lot of them tips, I mean, it was hilarious. A lot of it was spot on. And I found that it'd be, you know, like, super, super funny, man. you know, like really, though, like, you know, when you come, you know, like black people cook out, you know. One thing I can say, man, like if you're in the right person's house, only time you go into that house is to use the fucking restroom. For the most part, you keep your black ass either on the front porch or in the backyard. But hey, that's a cookout for us. You know, spades, dominoes, horseshoes. Who plays horseshoes? I'm a freaking beast in horseshoes. I love horseshoes. If I ever get my backyard in order, I'm getting horseshoes. If so I can bust some heads and horseshoes. My dad's pretty good at it. I know a lot of people are pretty good at horseshoes. Horseshoes is the shit. Who play horseshoes out there? Spades? Dominoes? Spades at a cookout. Spades at the black cookout can go from a friendly game to family members not talking for weeks, months, or even years. Spade games get serious at a black barbecue. You better not fucking renege. That's one goddamn thing. Dominoes. You better count them motherfucking bones quickly until you get them things down. You better make sure you do. Give me a second, guys. Give me a call in 323-642-1668. Unapologetically patriotic is today's topic. I want to hear about them barbecues. I want to hear about those experiences. Tips on cooking. I mean, me personally, like when I marinate my pork, I use, you know, sugar-based, like brines for my pork. Like I said, I use pineapple juice for like a lot of my like, you know, loins or Boston butts. Hell, even my ribs. Sometimes I use jerk, Worcestershire sauce. It just depends, you know, what I'm going for. Even if I want to make, you know, my pork a tad bit spicy, it's still going to have a hint of sweetness to it, you know, because that right there is like, you know, like dope. It's like dope right there. Anybody out there listening, give me a call. You got any tips and pointers? 323-642-1668. Who's good in spades? I mean, I'm not the best spade player in the world. I'm not the best. But I rarely get up from a damn table. When I get up from the table, it's not my fault. It's my partner's fault, you know. But then again, that's how everybody's supposed to feel in spades, on the spades game. You know what I'm saying? Anybody buy outfits out there? I'm still get my kids. I still, you know, get my kids little stuff every now and then. Me personally, I think last time I really dressed up a couple of years ago, we went to Savannah and I had a theme outfit on every damn day down there. You know, but my thing is, man, like my thing is fucking fireworks though. That's been my thing, like forever and a day. Like I really do love fireworks. I like the big shit. I like explosives. I like the little small bullshit. Give me the big shit. I want to make car alarms go off. I want to scare dogs and shit. I want babies to wake up crying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want my babies to be pissed off at me and just make it do about it. You know, that's how I want it. That's how I want to do it. I love fireworks. You know. And then some of my so-called woke brothers out there and sisters out there, I mean, I've seen the post on Facebook. I ain't going to call y'all asses out, you know, but I did see the post. Don't show up to my goddamn house tomorrow and ask for a goddamn plate. Take your woke ass home and be hungry. Take your woke ass home and eat some oodles and noodles and some shit. Don't call me. I want to see no Facebook. I want to see no post tomorrow on who's cooking, where the food at, where the drinks at. Nah, nigga. You don't want to celebrate. Mm-mm. Take your black ass back home. There! Don't celebrate, B. Y'all niggas are woke. Y'all need to celebrate. I know I'm cracking myself up right now. I am cuss friendly. In case you guys are probably putting this shit together right now, man, I am cuss friendly. Give me a call. Let's talk about some of these experienced barbecuing. 323-642-1668. Reading some poster on Facebook, trying to see how could I, you know, do that with the show, but I don't think I will, you know. Yeah, look at Mandy. We do horseshoes. Yeah, Mandy. I'm telling you, horseshoes are shit. I don't know, Jonas. I don't hear any beeping, man. And you got some superhero. My dogs are whining for a second. You know, I don't know. Yeah, Mandy, horseshoes are awesome. If you're ever in the ATL, Mandy, I'm going to see you in the game of horseshoes. $5 a round. I take money. Dominoes. Play dominoes around here. I'm just bringing some more posts. Oh, wow. This is a good one. Let me see something. That's what I'm posting on People's Minds Along. You know, once again, Juneteenth. You know, we'll see a lot of that. And I just seen the biggest pair of boobs. Oh my goodness. But yeah. But anyway, man, beer. You know, what type of beer you guys drinking tomorrow? You know, hard liquor or whatever. I mean, since I'll be outside tomorrow, I'll probably just stick with something a little light. Scotch, maybe. Oh, no, I kind of want a good cigar, too, man, if I don't have a couple of blunts. But it's America's birthday! America's birthday. Mm-hmm, I'm going to hold you to that, too. Mm-hmm. For those out there listening, if you ain't, you can join the Facebook group, Aces in the Wild Talk Radio. Aces in the Wild Talk Radio. Coming up tomorrow, I won't be online because it's 1st of July, so I'll be out. Probably too drunk and too fucked up to, you know, hold a normal conversation on here. I can barely hold a normal conversation when I'm sober on here. Wednesday show, networking. I don't care where you're from. If you got a service, if you got a business, call in and talk about it. What you do for a living? I'm sorry, y'all. I just heard something outside. Yeah, but call in and talk about your business tomorrow. I mean, on Wednesday, talk about your business. You know, tell us your stories of success, your stories of failures. I might have a few myself. I mean, I am an adventurous person, so I do try to get out there. Hold on, let me take this call real quick. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Why do we celebrate the 4th of July?
Say that again.
Why do we celebrate the 4th of July?
Oh, I mean, I kind of discussed that a little earlier. I mean, you know, for us, you know, why do you celebrate it or why don't you celebrate it?
I don't celebrate any holidays, actually. I feel like it's a family thing. You know, we can, I guess it's an excuse to bond with your family because society makes it that way. But literally, if you ask yourself, why do you celebrate the 4th of July?
For me? Why do I celebrate it?
Or
In general? Okay, I celebrate it because, I mean, like I said earlier, like I always say, this is our fucking country just as much as is anybody else's country. We have been here since day one. We have fought. We have bled since day one. We have built against our will and willingly since day one. We have achieved awesome things since we've been here. We have failures, highs and lows. This is our home. This is our culture. We're a part of America. We are American. That's why I celebrate it. Not only that, it's the festival of it all for me. I love the festival scene. I love people coming together. We can do this any other day, but it's awesome when there are just select days when, you know, it's just like, you know, unification. People come together, whether it's to play a game of horseshoes, spades, getting drunk, You know what I'm saying? Go fuck a random person, whatever you want to fucking do. It's just the fact that I know, we all know that this is much as our day as it is theirs.
Okay, so for people who do not know what 4th of July stands for, what would you tell them? Like, what is 4th of July? What's the meaning behind the holiday, the American holiday?
You're breaking up. Say that again.
For the people that really don't know the meaning behind 4th of July, how would you, to the black community, explain the importance of acknowledging a holiday for those who do not acknowledge holidays?
You show them our history. That's the thing, you know, like we've gotten to this point where we're becomes, that we decide to reject who we really are. And who we really are is right here in America. Our ancestors came from Africa. Yeah, our ancestors are from
mm-hmm.
Africa. But we have made our own culture here. Like I said, there is nothing that you cannot touch in America. There is no time period. There is no achievement. I mean, there's almost nothing that you cannot touch that wasn't influenced by us some kind of way.
Okay.
Yeah,
so before you dive into that, I guess what I want to know, help me understand. Okay, so from what I understand, first let me let you know what I understand. I understand that the 4th of July celebrate independence, right? It's like an Independence Day.
It's basically America with the colonies declaring their freedom from Britain.
Mm-hmm. So Britain took over America, and then America won it over from Britain?
No. I mean, it was colonized. Which, I mean, you know, the colonies came here first. The colonists were mainly people that, you know, the European nations got fucking tired of. They wanted their own, you know, Protestants and criminals and all these other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Europe was overcrowded, whatnot. You know, Britain's overcrowded. So they decided to get rid of these assholes. They said, yo, y'all got to fucking go. So they pretty much shipped them here.
Mm-hmm.
As the colonies progressed, you know, tobacco sales, tea and all that shit. George, King George at the time, you know, he was greedy. So he kept wanting, he wanted a bigger slice of the pie. No taxation without representation. You ever heard that before? He wanted a bigger slice of the pie. He wanted a bigger slice of the pie. So basically, there was milk in they're milking the colonists. So the colonists say, man, fuck this shit. We tired of these assholes. We tired of these jackasses. We tired of their fucking laws. We tired of them. We tired of them, you know, bodying over us like this. We're tired of them taking, you know what I'm saying, all our fucking profits. So they decide to, you know, write a letter, Declaration of Independence. Dear King George, fuck you. Fuck your country. We're done. We're making our own goddamn country. Peace out, bitch. We're done.
Okay,
King George,
I just want to stop. I want to stop you there. I'm sorry for interrupting, but I want to stop you there because I want to make sure I'm following you. So, are you saying that, once upon a time, British was pretty much they took over everything, and British kicked out some folks, and they discovered America, and then the people that kicked out of British who discovered America at some point became great. And this is what this day is celebrating.
We celebrate the fact that we declared our independence. They declared independence, like, fuck it, we're done.
You said that we're celebrating our independence, but that's the part that I'm not understanding. I'm trying to understand. This is the part I just need really a yes or no, because I just want to make sure I'm on the same page of where you're going. Were the people that took over America British at some point, and the British kicked them out, and that's when they took over America?
You kind of confused me. All right, it starts over real quick.
I'm confused too. I'm just
okay.
I guess what I'm just trying to figure out, what independence is Americans celebrating is what I'm trying to understand.
Okay. All right. Okay. It starts over one more time. Britain and other European nations were overcrowded.
Okay.
You know,
so let me make sure I want to keep up with you right there. So British and other European nations was overcrowded. Okay.
Was
go ahead.
So a lot of people decided, you know, they wanted to venture out on their own. Many wanted, you know, they wanted freedom from religious oppression. Some all just wanted a second chance of life, some wanted a better opportunity. So they left Britain, they got on boat, and they came here to America, right? And you know,
okay.
by that time, you know, like Britain had land here, France had land here, Russia had land here. You know, I mean, you know, it was a carving knife. You know, Europe just carved America up. You know, fuck the goddamn.
Okay.
The hell with the natives here. They just carved the shit up. Right?
Right.
And, you know, eventually, you know, like, wars and all that good shit, you know, Britain pretty much controlled, you know, a nice chunk of the North American continent.
Okay.
And, as the colonies progressed in America, you know, as they build up, as they start turning profit, as they start making money, as they start, you know, to live their lives, Britain started to ask for more money, started taxing them more. They started raising their tax. They kept raising their tax. The colonists got tired of this shit. So basically, they declared independence. Britain wasn't hearing this.
So, all right, I feel you. I get you at this point right now. So at this point, you're pretty much saying, you know, the British Europeans on these things, kick somebody out, bam, they came discover their own
country. All right, guys, this is going to carry over to the podcast. We're going off air right now. We're going to carry over to the podcast. So we're still recording. All right. So what were you saying now?
All right. So right now, what I understand at this point is that the British, the Europeans, they was, you know, at this point, they was having a thing going on. Somebody, some brilliant mind decided, you know what, fuck it, you know, well, forget it. I'm going to go ahead and build my own country up on my own standards. And so they did that. And they come to America, they see these Indians, you know what I mean? They take over their country because they felt like they were maybe more higher intellectual. I don't know what they thought, but they felt like they had that advantage. So they took over their country and made it their own and pretty much divide the country the way they felt it, you know? And now we're celebrating their country, well, their independence. But as a black American person, I'm like, why in the blue hell will we celebrate their independence when they kept us enslaved for over 100 years? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Actually, it was 80-something to 90-something. You know, give or take a few.
It doesn't matter if it was 2 years. It doesn't matter if it was 2, 3, 4, 5 years. But why would we want to celebrate their independence when we had to wait how many years
to get our
own independence?
We have Juneteenth for that. I talked about it earlier in the podcast.
But no one does this. Like, that's the thing. And that's what irritates me. That's what gets me emotional. That's what gets me upset. Because I had to find out about Juneteenth from a random guy in passing. A random guy I've never met. I just found I ran across a very conscious guy that was in tune to that type of stuff, and that's how I learned. It's not in the history book. It's not at school, at regular grade school. You have to learn that if you study history in college. So why do we learn about their independence before we learn about our own, and yet we celebrate their holidays?
No, don't break it down and see why Juneteenth. Like I said, I found out about Juneteenth when I was 15 years old. That's when I found out about Juneteenth. Juneteenth is largely celebrated in Texas. It's very big in Texas because Texas was the last state to abolish slavery. And the reason they were the last state to abolish slavery was because of the Civil War. There was no telephones. They had telegrams, but you know, everything was destroyed because of the Civil War. So the only way the slaves were free was when the Union soldiers finally marched in Texas. And this was like 3 or 4 months after the Civil War had actually ended. And once they got there, slaves were free. So while the rest of the United States was already, you know what I'm saying, like, dealing, I mean, was already cool with the fact that, you know, this shit is over, the slaves are free. Slaves in Texas, they were just not getting their freedom like a whole 2 years later. See, Juneteenth, the reason Juneteenth is not celebrated outside of Texas is because it really just, it's a national holiday. It's a national holiday. It's been recognized by 45 states. That is true. Cinco de Mayo is not a national holiday. It's an excuse to get drunk.
I'm happy you brought up Cinco de Mayo because that's definitely where I was going to lead towards. Because Cinco de Mayo is only celebrated in the state in Mexico where the battle actually took place. But yet, America adapted the holiday after, you know, these Mexican, you know, or whoever illegal immigrants cross the border and they start turning up in Cali or whatever. Mm-hmm. The restaurants and bars was benefiting from it. And then restaurants and bars across the country took a part of the festivities. And now we have a national holiday where everybody at work who's not even Mexican, it's like, okay, what are we doing? We want to get tacos, burritos, margaritas. What are we doing?
It's not a national holiday.
But when
technically,
as far as Spain taking, like, not going to work and all that, then yeah, nah. Okay, clearly we know it's not a federal or national holiday where people will go off, will get sick off of work. But it's acknowledged. It's acknowledged way more. So we want to acknowledge the Mexican. We're going to acknowledge their independence. We're going to acknowledge the European independence. But we do not acknowledge our own independence.
I mean, but Cinco de Mayo is not an Independence Day. Mexican Independence Day is in September.
It is in September.
I mean,
but is this September? You're absolutely correct. It's in September, but we don't celebrate that. We go ahead. I'm not going to say we because I don't personally, but Americans, I say we as far as Americans, I am American, a black African American. We fought for that title. So I'm going to take heed to that title because you have people that actually lost their lives to be labeled something. So I'm going to take that. But what I will say as African Americans who acknowledge that stereotypical holiday, some folks don't even know what the hell they're celebrating. Like you said, it's an excuse to get drunk and it's an excuse to turn up. But we don't have an excuse for Juneteenth right now. So we're like, what is that? I don't know what that is. It's not marketed. It's not taught to me. Like, if I learn about it, either I study history in college or I ran across a conscious person. So my thing is this. Granted, it's a beautiful thing to go outside and pop firecrackers and all that stuff and put fume and pollute the air and all of that. That's cool. That's cute. We don't got to work. I love not working. But yet, we do not celebrate our own independence, no matter what day it was, no matter if it was 90 years or 100 years or 20 years or 10 years or 5 years. We do not acknowledge that. So I like to understand, why do people outside of family gatherings, which is also kind of pathetic that you have to have this national holiday to come up with your family, either a holiday or a funeral. That's ridiculous. But, yeah, we're not even going to talk about that. That's a different topic on its own. Why do we have to wait until the Europeans, like you said, we celebrate this holiday because they came to America. They went ahead and decided to make their own country by pretty much hijacking someone else's country. And we're going to celebrate.
I mean,
we don't have independence.
That's life.
They don't have no independence. What the hell are you talking about?
Who don't have independence? You're talking about the Indians?
Europeans don't have no damn independence. Now when you come here and steal somebody else's country, what independence are you celebrating?
I mean,
for Memorial Day.
There is no nation that was built without conquering other people. That's just a brutal reality.
It's beyond conquering. It's the way. We all know that slavery was done. We already know that it is different parts of slavery. But here, slavery was introduced the most aggressive, torturous, inhumane way ever. So it's just like, okay, it was because we know about the Nazis, you know about that, but this was the degrading of human, and the fact that today, hundreds of years later, you still have people that's affected by the slave mentality shows how serious this was. The Nazis, you got these Nazis, other folks that was in these little concentration and all these different things. Like, I mean, okay, they did it. They have a story to tell. But we still have people that still stuck in that mental. So my thing is, it was the most brilliant, effective, money-making machine ever. You know what I mean? So I can't compare slavery to any other type of slavery. The slavery African Americans endure was crazy. So therefore, I just don't understand why do people celebrate holidays that's not meant for them. And that's the reason why I tuned in, because I want to know why you celebrate it. Why is this a day for you? Why is a day to make a topic of? That doesn't make sense to me.
Because, I mean, like I'm not sure when you came on the podcast. I mean, I answered all of that, like the first 30 minutes of the show. I went through our history, through our accomplishments, through our accolades here in America. And I also went to celebrate today. I know exactly what the day is about. So I did all this earlier. I say all this stuff earlier. For me to go back and just, you know, repeat it, I mean, I can't just go back and repeat it. But I did say all this earlier.
Because if you're going to have a show that's extensive, then you have to recap what was spoken when you have new people that tune in that didn't hear the first 30 minutes of your show. So if you've already said that, then you should already know what to say. But if you're telling me what you said earlier is what you just recapped a few minutes ago, I'm like, nah, that's still bullshit to me. Why? Because we own their independence. They don't even have independence. So what the hell? They stole some shit. This ain't nothing to be independent on. Like, they robbed those people. They did the same thing. They raped, they killed, they robbed. They degrade us. They raped, they killed, degrade. And they still manipulate us. They still killing us. But yeah, we want to celebrate their independence. Are you serious?
No, we celebrate our independence. We celebrate our control. We make
this our independence.
That's the part you're not getting. That's the part that a lot of you guys are not getting. That's the part you guys want to reject. That's the part you guys want to throw away. You guys want to throw away every fucking thing in this country. In this country, because you still feel a certain type of way about what the hell happened. Okay.
Because you cannot forget it. You cannot forget it. And what they want you to do is forget it. Then what they want you to do is to blow it away. Yeah, we sit up here, we march for gay pride, we paint the damn city red, white, blue, the rainbow colors. We do all these many different things, but they want us to forget it. Why?
You're not forgetting. Nobody's saying forget it. Nobody's saying forget it. What I'm saying is, while you're sitting here throwing a fucking pity party, which most of us do when it comes to this issue, and we ignore all the great shit that we have done, you're fucking hurting yourself, and you're hurting the goddamn cause and the fucking movement.
And let me tell you something right now. When you say that I'm throwing a pity party, the reason why I would not, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry to interject. I know you're passionate about this topic, and I'm so sorry to interject, but you have to understand me as a listener and tuning into yours, so you have to understand my passion also. So this is what my thing is, right? So I'm not throwing a pity party. I am very active. You know what I mean? I'm doing books. I'm going into the community, and I'm empowering. You know what I mean? So my thing is this. It's nothing about a pity party. I'm all about strength and progressiveness. And I'm also about healing and being able. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm all about healing. I'm all about healing and moving forward. But what I'm not about is putting a Band-Aid over known issues. So things like this, holidays, it makes me feel some type of way about holidays. Our Black History Month, Martin Luther King Day, all those different people, like, it's like whatever. It's whatever. It's like, cool, whatever, ma'am. It's Martin Luther King Day. We don't have to work. Some people don't have to work. Or it's like whatever. You know what I mean? But when it comes to these festive holidays, such as 4th of July and all these many different things, like, people go all out, they go spending all their money, they go ahead and do all these, they make it a big deal. But the only way that you know about our holidays is when you are, either you live in a conscious home, you grew up in a conscious home, or if you meet somebody that introduced you to knowledge that you didn't know, like, you have to find out by word of mouth, because it's not really something that you're going to, unless you watch certain type of channels on TV. It's not something that you're going to see advertisements about. It's not something that you're going to pretty much know. So my thing is, like, okay, I am not throwing a pity party, but it's about awareness. Like, understand why you're celebrating or how that you're celebrating. Ask those questions, because people don't ask those questions. I grew up to where everybody in my family birthdays lands in July. So what we did in our family, we went ahead and said, you know what, we're not going to have all these many different parties. We're going to celebrate everybody's birthday on the 4th of July. This is why the 4th of July became a holiday for me. So when I asked you why you celebrated, I was curious to know why. I can tell you why it was a holiday to me, because my family decided on the 4th of July we want to celebrate everybody's birthday, and this is what we want to do on that day. And that's pretty much what happened there. But now I'm older, of an age, I still don't celebrate that shit. So I'm just like, it's not about a pity party. Do not say that. And I hate when people say that when you hear somebody that want to express their views and they're passionate about it. I just want to know. Hell, we turn up. We turn up for these other people's holidays, but we turn down for ours, and that's sad.
Nobody, look, he's going to think behind Juneteenth. Because this is his thing about Juneteenth. It wasn't widely celebrated outside of Texas. Everybody I know that knows about Juneteenth are from Texas, and it's big in Texas. It's really huge. Now, like, I've been telling everybody.
I'm from Texas, and I know about it.
I in every show like this, I do. We know the issues. We know the issues, right or wrong.
We know the issues.
It's about issues because you're bringing up issues. You're bringing up things that you feel is hard. I mean, you're bringing up all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, so if you know the issues, you know the problem. You think a holiday is not being celebrated right, or we're not turning up for it? What the fuck should you do? I'm starting a board. In the next couple of weeks, a Juneteenth board for next year. Because I went to a Juneteenth celebration down here, and no, I went last year, and no, it was the wrong direction. It was nothing but people selling dashikis and fucking bootleg CDs. And that's not keeping it real, especially when you have 100 years of accomplishments that we have done. We're not showing our kids our fucking work. We're not showing them their work. Our kids don't know that damn work. I'm not finished. We're not showing our kids our work.
Go ahead.
We're not. Most our kids know who. God damn it. Most our kids know who Oprah Winfrey is. But how many know who Kathy Hughes is? Kathy Hughes did it before Oprah Winfrey did it. She's still alive. She owns TV One. She owns the Radio One Network. And she's a fucking billionaire. She's the first person on a radio station. She fell off her. They slept at the radio station when she started. It was back in like the 50s or the 60s. People don't know about her. Neil Rockford and Tyson. One of the smartest astrophysicists, one of the smartest men in the world. Black man. Our kids don't know about him. Why? That's our freaking job. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it.
And that's just like when we talk about Sarah. When we talk about Sarah, we're going to talk about, let's do the same thing. You got to say something. So if we're going to talk and we're going to speak on what people do not know, we could keep it even more like urban today's time. So we talk.
I'm sorry. I can't be over talk. I had to let it go. This is the end of the show, guys. We got a heat at the end. Join me in Wednesday as we network. Join me in Thursday. I got a badass topic for y'all Thursday. And on Friday, we'll be covering everything from this week. That's it. You guys have a good night. I'm here with you. Love you. I'm out.